That's Thomas Wright Waller, but you probably know him by his nickname, Fats.
Ah, bring it on out there.
Fats Waller was one of the country's most prolific piano composers and a beloved entertainer. A new CD collection of his work was released this week. NPR's Karen Grigsby Bates listened to it and has this report.
Dan Morgenstern is director of the Institute of Jazz at Rutgers University, and he's been a Fats Waller fan for decades. In 1938, he was barely 9 years old, settling into life in Denmark after his family fled Hitler's Austria. As a treat, his mom took him to a concert hall in Copenhagen one evening. That's where he got his first eye full of Fats, all 6 feet 2 inches and 285 pounds of him.
I had never seen anybody remotely like him, and of course he was an electrifying performer. And even though I didn't understand more than a few words of English, it was very easy to understand what he was communicating. And one of the things that he communicated was the tremendous beat that he had.
This was not namby-pamby piano. It was, says writer and jazz critic Stanley Crouch, an especially muscular kind of music.
He could really, like, as they say in the jazz world, he could lift a bandstand. And if you stood up there with him and he started playing, you were going to play better, if only to keep from being overshadowed by your accompaniment.
That ability is evident throughout If You Got to Ask, You Ain't Got It, a 3-CD compendium from Sony Legacy, which contains some of Waller's best music. Aaron Keepnews has produced jazz records for more than a half century, including an earlier chronological compendium of Waller's music. He organized this set in 3 parts. In Disc 1, Waller sings and plays his own compositions. Disc 2 is a strictly instrumental section, and in Disc 3, Keepnews says Waller plays, and sometimes attacks, popular songs of the day.
You know, there are a number of wonderful instances of Waller pulling things apart. I mean, one of my absolute all-time favorites of his interpolations. There's a Tin Pan Alley standard called It's a Sin to Tell a Lie. And, you know, be sure it's true when you say, I love you. It's a sin to tell a lie.
Be sure it's true when you say, I love you. It's a sin to tell a lie. Billions of hearts have been broken, yes, yes. Just because these words were spoken. You know the words that were spoken? Here it is. I love you, I love you, I love you, I love you. Yes, but if you break my heart, I'll break your jaw and then I'll die.
And that's about as good an example of Waller at his extreme best.
These impish ditties led some people to assume that this was the complete Fats Waller. Not so, says Stanley Crouch.
So on the one hand, you have a guy who becomes famous not so much for being the great piano player that he was, but for being a great comedian in a musical context. I think that as Martin Williams, who was known as the Dean of the Jazz Critics, once said, he was caught inside his persona.
The onstage persona people saw was joyfully mischievous in an area notorious for Jim Crow and racial violence. Looking at his performances some 60 years later, some contemporary observers figure Waller was merely putting on a happy face to avoid alienating his white audiences. Stanley Crouch says that's a ridiculous simplification.
I don't think anyone was either angry or depressed every second of every day. And Waller was a guy who really was connected to the black American gallows sense of humor. That is, that you could make the worst things seem funny.
He could also make hard things seem a lot easier than they were. Dan Morgenstern says most people don't know it, but Waller mastered an instrument some people consider even more difficult than the piano.
It's a pity that he never got to record his favorite organ music, which was Bach. I mean, he was a master of the pipe organ.
Echoes of that can be heard in this version of the Rodgers and Hart favorite, Thou Swell. Waller died in 1943 on an eastbound train. He'd caught pneumonia while performing in Hollywood, and the medicine that would have saved him today wasn't widely available then. He was 39 years old. Since then, there's been lots of argument as to who, if anybody, is the next Fats Waller. Critic Stanley Crouch says the work of Errol Garner and Marcus Roberts, both acknowledged masters of stride piano, show Waller influence. But producer Oren Keepnews says that kind of discussion doesn't much matter. He'd rather we listeners concentrate on something else.
I think, rather than try to worry about him as an influence, you just enjoy him as a talent.
Not a hard assignment at all. Karen Grigsby-Bates, NPR News, Los Angeles.
No one to talk with, all by myself.
Want a little more fats in your diet? Visit our website, npr.org.
A misbehaving, saving my love for you, for you, for you, for you. I know for certain the one I love. I'm through with flirting, it's you that I'm thinking of. A misbehaving, saving my love for you.